So, Mike, for many years, the people that are not able to attend the meetings, why don't you have some way that we can attend from California, Florida, New York, etc.? And for about 6 months now, I've had the task of looking through things to say, okay, here's things that might work, or maybe. And I haven't been very active on it, but the last 3 weeks, I got a video that I made that I think it would be suitable. But I want you to see it, to see what you think. It's got the screen image that you see here. It's got the voice of the presenter. And I think it works, but you guys, you're the audience. You're going to be the video. You're going to be the people in California and other places to say, yes, this is something that we can do here, and put it on the website so they can look at the website. Oh, I see what they're doing now. It's not like you hear somebody say, and do this. And you can see them move the mouse around on the screen, but they can't. They don't know where you moved the mouse. They don't know what you did. You might have been the funniest. So this presentation starts out with me talking, and then I'll do a little bit of the presentation where you see the mouse moving around the screen. Play it up here. This is the intro.
Hello, this is a test of the Canadian recording system. I'm using TMG presentation that Bob Bilkey gave to the RUG on June meeting 2012. This temporary presentation I'm making is a test of the ability to record voice and video that I've made up pertaining to material that Bob presented at the meeting. His presentation covered the use of TMG reports to use in preparation for a family reunion. The presentation covered both preparation actions and the reports that he used prior to the reunion, and it also covered reports that he used during the reunion itself. The presentation today will only cover preparation reports that were used to get everything ready for the reunion. And with that, I'm using TMG 8, and you can see that TMG is ready to go, so I'll go ahead and open up TMG. And I'm using an extract from my family database, and it's real data, and don't look at the nerdy warts on my data. Just kind of follow through on my presentation. In order to get ready for our presentation, one of the first things we have to do is identify ancestors of the people, or I'm sorry, the ancestors of the descendants that we expect to attend our union. And for this presentation, I picked two sons of my grandparents, Harry and Francis. And in order to make up a descendant list for those two guys, we need to know what their ID numbers are. And fortunately, we opened up right to Harry, and you can see that his ID number is 1003. And it doesn't seem like we're recording, but maybe we are.
I can't see that mouse that I'm recording.
And down here is his brother, Francis, and we can see after we switch focus to him that his number is 368. And I've written both of those numbers down because we're going to need them in just a little bit. So in order to gain the knowledge of who the possible attendees might be, we need to identify who they are. And for that, we're going to use, we need a flag to identify themselves, so they can use the flag over and over. And in this case, we're going to use a flag called Descendants Families. And that was a phrase that Bob used for the flag, and I think we probably could use another one, but in order for continuity from what you heard in the presentation, I'm going to use the same thing. So in order to make a flag, we need to use the flag manager and create the flag for that that flag title. And you can see that we already have one that's in data set 5, but we need one. I'm using data set 1, so we're going to get tied on the new flag. And we're going to call it DESC.
It's about 20 minutes.
I did just about 20 minutes of recording, and I got through this flag and this demonstration to show how you make the flags for the descendants, so you pull them out. And the whole 20 minutes took about 1 gigabyte of memory. So there's no way you can send this out on an email. And Vic Cleveland and Clyde have been working on ways of condensing it. I call this Cam Media. It's not Cam Media, it's Cam Studio. Cam Media was another one I worked on that didn't work. So camstudio.com is where this is. It looks a lot better when you're looking at it on the screen. It doesn't project well for the audience. But what happens is, well, the person is presenting this. This is being recorded. And so it gets all the us and ahs. I made this presentation from the newsletter article that went out last month about Belkin's presentation. So I wasn't prepared to present it. I was kind of looking at the newsletter and picking out the parts that I thought I'd present. It wasn't a good presentation, but I didn't want my presentation to interfere with what you saw. And basically, that little yellow dot shows where the point first pointer is, so you can make it bigger if you record it. There are other ways to record this. I used the maximum capability of 200 frames per second and probably 50 or 40 or something more than normal. I think normal video is about 30. I didn't know anything about it. I just click yes for all the maximums, and it might get smaller. So that's what do you think? Is it suitable? Would you watch it if you did pretend to be?
Yes.
Okay, that's my question.
How much time did it take you
to do the recording? Well, I went through it twice, and the second time it was a little bit better than the first. And this was the third time, so I had a little bit of preparation, but I still wasn't really ready to present like I would do if I were going to give it to you. The person that does the presentation needs to practice a little bit beforehand, because you know what? Our image to go out there was cheap. You know, I thought this was a professional organization. Let's get a little bit more prepared. And like I said, I wasn't really prepared for this one. I was looking at the notes and the newsletter. I have highlighted. Okay. I thought I was going to have to give the rest of the GPS presentation.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if everybody agrees, I'll do it.